We roll on in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for the third game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas in Madison, Alabama. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the pride of Sarnia, Ontario, in Dylan O'Reilly. Dylan, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You've had a wild couple of days, to say the least. You finish up with Wisconsin on Sunday. You clinch the first half title, hop on a plane, make your debut on Tuesday here in Double A, and get a hit in the first pitch that you see in Double A. How wild has these last few days been for you?
Yeah, it's been a little crazy, but I'm happy to be here. The first half with Wisconsin was great. We had a really good team, and I was happy to be able to be there when we clinched and got that playoff spot and celebrate a little bit after, before I got up here. Yeah, and then to get the first one out of the way quickly when I got here was big. So,
did you learn the news that you were going up to Double A before you guys celebrated the division title or after the division title?
Right after. I was covered in champagne.
How much better does that make it when you win the division title, you're covered in champagne, you're celebrating the fact that the T-Rats are going to the playoffs for the first time since 2015, and then your manager, Victor Estevez, calls you in and say, hey, you're done. You're going up Double A.
Yeah, it was awesome. There's definitely a lot of adrenaline kind of running through me there. So it was awesome.
What's it been like coming up to Double A and making your Double A debut? Because, again, this is just your second full professional season. You're all of 20 years old.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, just settling in here, I feel comfortable around a lot of these guys. I know from kind of spring training and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just about kind of getting comfortable and settling in, which it's been going good so far.
Well, and you and Mike Bovee were teammates to start this season in Wisconsin. Now you're hitting ahead of him here in the order in Double A. Is that 1-2 punch? What's it been like being able to catch up with him here at the Double A level?
Yeah, he texted me when he found out I got called up. Didn't have his number saved somehow, but I seen the Omaha area code, so I figured it was him. He was like, can't wait to see you, man. So yeah, it's awesome.
What's it been like adjusting in this clubhouse as well? Again, you're the youngest guy on this team, but these are a lot of your teammates that you've had either from spring training or in high A this year.
Yeah, I think I really like the vibes around the clubhouse. I mean, it's a very professional team. Like everyone's great. So I feel really comfortable here.
What was it like winning that first half title with Wisconsin? Because not only did you win the title, but you were one of the leaders, and you decided, I think from day one, that you were just going to try and steal 100 bases. You got to 33 of them in just half a season.
Yeah, the goal is, steal as many bases as I can, get on base for that team, score runs for that team. We just had a really good culture there and a lot of winning players. So, yeah, it was a great team.
You get on base a ton. You also steal a lot of bases. That was pretty much the first thing you did in Double A. Your first pitch, first game, swinging, you get on, steal second. How much do you enjoy using both of those parts of your game to your full advantage?
Yeah, I think speed's like the biggest part of my game for sure. So, I mean, if I can get on and get in scoring position for those guys hidden behind me, that's the goal.
It's also been quite the rise throughout the system from you. A year ago this time, you were playing in the Arizona Complex League. Now you're here in Double A. What has that rise been like over the past 12 months?
It's been awesome. I mean, I always just want to play at the highest level that I can, and I'm grateful that I'm moving through the system. And yeah, like I said, like, you just want to play at the highest level you can.
What's it been like learning and adjusting to pro ball? Because again, just a couple years ago, you were playing high school baseball and amateur baseball up in Canada. Now you're here in Double A.
Yeah, I think just like going into every day and just sticking to your routine has been the biggest thing, honestly. Like, just controlling what you can control and go through the ups and downs and learn from everything.
Has there been anyone in particular in this Brewers organization or even outside the organization that has really helped you in this transition to pro ball?
I can't name one person. I mean, everyone's been good, from teammates to coaches to coordinators and everything. So, yeah, it's nothing you can do by yourself at all.
How much does that help you? You're a kid, again, 20 years old. You're drafted out of Canada, spring training's in Arizona. You're here in the state of Alabama. How much does that help with the adjustment side of things? Not even on the baseball side of things, but just the life and growing up and playing in baseball sort of the equation.
Yeah. I try and be around the teammates as much as I can, kind of hang out with those guys and see what they're up to. That kind of helps away from the field, just always kind of staying a little busy and see how they deal with everything. And especially being on this team with like some older guys, they have it kind of figured out that way, so that's nice.
Well, and the number of Canadians on this team keeps on multiplying. This team started off the year with two. Now, in the matter of 2 weeks, we're now at four. How much do you enjoy being surrounded by a couple of fellow Canadians and two other guys in this team, and Adam Hall and Andy Yerzy, who are also from Ontario?
No, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, Halsey and I kind of grew up in the very same area, played for the same travel ball team. He's a few years older than me, but I always kind of looked up to him, so it's pretty crazy to be on the same team as him, and it's nice to have him around. So it's, yeah, it's kind of surreal, honestly. I called my travel ball coach on the way here, and I was like, Halsey wasn't with the Brewers until a couple weeks ago, so we couldn't have seen this coming. It's kind of crazy.
You also had some family that visited you. We talked about this before the interview. Sarnia, where you grew up, to Grand Rapids in West Michigan, is about a 2.5-3 hour drive. They bring you any goodies from Canada that you had been missing on the trip over?
Yeah. The thing is, so we have a dollar store called the Dollarama in Canada, and that's their thing. They always bring me a ton of snacks and stuff from there, a full bag full. Yeah, so it was awesome to have them there. Like 35 people showed up. My mom didn't even tell me how many people are coming. She said, oh, maybe we don't know who's all coming, just a couple people, right? And I go out to stretch, and there's 35 people standing down the line with T-shirts on that have my name on the back. So it was pretty cool.
What was your favorite thing they brought you? An Aero Bar, Coffee Crisp, ketchup chips? What do they got?
No, Aero Bar. Aero Bar is top tier. Yeah.
It's a good choice.
100%.
Appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Trash Pandas coming up next.